something good has begun. Peace train sounding louder. Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. Get your bags together. Go bring your good friends too. Cause it's getting nearer. It's soon we'll be with you. From you, and it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on, peace train. Peace train. Been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go to warm hating? Why can't we live in bliss? Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh.
Come on,
yeah, come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
Today, and Brian Curtis is here to tell us what the headlines are.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. African National Congress leader Nelson Mandela is a free man today as he walked out of prison last night and told South African blacks the armed struggle against white rule must go on. Earlier, celebrations for his release were marred when dozens of demonstrators were hurt in clashes with police. Bankers and businessmen in London say that freedom for Mandela will not unlock the door to renewed foreign investment in South Africa, nor cause the immediate lifting of government sanctions imposed to punish apartheid. The president of Kashmir says that Indian soldiers killed at least three protesters crossing a military control line. He said it set off an exchange of fire with Pakistani troops. India said its troops opened fire on Pakistani demonstrators in Kashmir, but blamed the clash on Islamabad. Chancellor Helmut Kohl has returned from Moscow, apparently bearing a blessing from Mikhail Gorbachev, and Kohl says that he sees Germany reunited in 2 years. Rival Christians fought fierce tank and artillery battles in Beirut and the nearby mountains last night. It shattered the 10th ceasefire in 12 days of fighting that has devastated the Christian enclave. Here locally, the KMT nominated President Lee Teng-hui as its candidate for president yesterday. It will virtually assure him of a 6-year term. And the party also backed Mr. Lee's choice for vice president of Lee Yuan-tzu. In the weather today, cloudy skies for the opening hours of the day, and then some slightly improved weather conditions as the day wears on. Cloudy skies becoming partly cloudy, and then tomorrow it'll be mostly fair. Some fog expected. And 21 is the high today, 70 on the Fahrenheit scale, while central and south Taiwan will be mostly fair all day, with some fog in the morning, but otherwise a nice-looking day. 23 is the high in the center, 25 down south. 16 in Taipei, 17 in Taichung at this hour, and 18 in the Tainan-Kaohsiung areas, or 64 Fahrenheit. just about 5:31 as you struggle to get out of bed. I'm Brian Curtis.
Song right here at AM 576 and ICRT FM 100. If you're heading to Hong Kong today, the weather is going to be in the 70s. A little bit warmer than here, and with a couple clouds besides that. And got a little bit jealous of you. But 534 here with Eric. Still got some times for some requests, dedications, you name it. Just want to talk, give me a call. Some lines are open, as I can see right now. Moving right over the CD player with new one from Eric Clapton. This is Pretending on ICRT AM 576 and FM 100.